Welcome to the transformation of a brand new you. This is Andrell Wiley, inspirational speaker, author, and founder of the 5-Step Spiritual Therapy Process. And this time and chance was ordained to empower you to succeed. Today's topic is emotional attachments, also known as soul ties. What is your soul and how can it be tied? Shoelaces, strings, and ribbons can be tied, but your soul? Come on. Let's take a deeper look to understand how. We are embodied spirits surrounded by a soul, as stated in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. When God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, he became a living soul. It is our soul that causes us the most problems in life, because our soul is our mind, will, intellect, and emotions. Women are especially vulnerable to being led by emotions. Many have argued, if God gave me emotions, then he expect me to use them. God gave you his emotions as part of his soul, written in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, which is meant to delight, take great pleasure or joy in him. By doing so, he will give you the desires of your heart, as written in Psalm chapter 37, verse 4. However, oftentimes we find ourselves delighting in pleasing self, another person, or careers. Emotional attachments in relationships are most notable because they can cause one Joe Blow to find delight in pleasing Jane Doe. Jane Doe or Joe Blow can control each other by words. You know, if you really cared, you would. By actions, crying, whining, huffing and puffing, and even the silent treatment, all used to get their way. This is known as witchcraft manipulation. Another example of an unhealthy soul tie can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. It reads, "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was joined with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David, but Jonathan was very fond of David. And Jonathan had David reaffirm his oath out of love for him, because he loved him as he loved himself. David says in 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26, "I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You were very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of women." Speaking of relationships, it is written in Matthew chapter 19, verse 19, "Honor your father and mother." Yet we have eschewed that to mean love. Inordinate love can be controlling. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 through 38, and Luke chapter 14, verse 26, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Your soul can be tied to a person, place, thing, and situation, and most often used as controlling mechanisms.
Soul ties
can also prevent you from doing what God has called you to, as written in Mark chapter 22, verse 14. "For there are many called, but few are chosen." I have repeatedly heard the phrase spoken by many in the world, "I just can't leave." This is nothing new. In Luke chapter 14, beginning at verse 16, Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land, and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused.' Another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to try them out. Please consider me excused.' Still another said,
'I recently got married,
so I can't come.' If you don't do what God wills, someone else will take your place."
The master of the house said,
"For I tell you, None of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But soul ties can keep you from receiving what God has for you.
But to the one who heeds the call and obeys,
surely goodness and mercy shall follow you.
In Luke chapter 9, verse 59,
Jesus said to a man,
follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. Peter said to Jesus in Luke chapter 18, verse 28, Peter said, we have left all we had to follow you. Jesus replied, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time and in the world to come life everlasting.
A soul tie is formed when you just can't let go of what they did or said or made you do, either truth or dare, pinky swear, or in the form of blood brothers.
We are to love the Lord our God. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28 says, and behold, a certain lawyer, knowledgeable in the law of Moses, stood up and tempted Jesus by saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said to him, you have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. Bottom line, emotional attachments cause you to be controlling, enables you to be controlled, or both.
Aren't you tired of taking two steps forward and three steps back?
Spiritual therapy sessions are available for those who wish to be set free from unhealthy emotional soul ties. To learn more, please visit AndrellWiley.com. See you in the kingdom.